Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ted Zion. Welcome back from our hiatus to Chapter 1, Paragraph 16 in the Mishnah Elucidated with the translation and commentary from the Book Family Edition. It's a wonderful, wonderful Sefer. Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, Asei Lecha Ra, Vehistalik Min HaSafik VeAltarbe LaAsher Umados. Rabbi Gamliel used to say, make a teacher for yourself, remove yourself from doubt, and do not be in the habit of tithing your crops, separating miser by estimating the amount. Rather, measure the amounts carefully. Do what you can to try to do things without guesswork, but doing it the right way. The notes point out Rabbi Gamliel the Elder was the grandson of Hillel and served as Nasi several decades before the destruction of the Second Temple, as Tosfos Yontov points out. Rabbi Gamliel is speaking to a sage who rules on a question of halacha. If a question comes to you and you are not completely sure of the answer, find another sage with whom you can consult, make a teacher for yourself, even if he is less of a Talmud Chacham than you, Rabbi Yonah points out. Do not decide the case on your own. By doing so, you will more likely arrive at the correct answer, removing yourself from doubt. This was the practice of the great sage Rava. Whenever a question of the trefa came to him, a trefa is an animal that has a fatal defect in one of its organs. Its meat is forbidden even if it is slaughtered properly. When an animal with a possible defect was brought to him to rule upon, he would gather all the butchers of his town, consult with them before deciding the halachas, Rav points out. The Torah commands us to set aside portions of the produce grown in the land of Israel to give to Kohanim, Levim, and for other purposes before the rest may be eaten. For example, 10% maaser must be separated to be given to a Levi. Rabbi Gamliel teaches that it is better to measure your maaser carefully instead of estimating, so that you do not create a problem by separating too much or too little. If you separate too little, less than 10%, then part of the crop will remain forbidden, tevel. Since it is mixed with the rest, none of the produce will be permitted. On the other hand, if you separate too much, more than 10%, the extra amount you separate will not have the status of maaser, which the Torah defines as 10% of the crop and no more. And it will remain tevel, and since it is mixed together with the actual maaser, all the maaser will be forbidden, as Rav and Magen Avos and Tosfos Yontov points out. Although it is not forbidden to estimate maaser, Rabbi Gamliel advises not to make a habit of doing so, because someone who does this regularly will sooner or later separate the wrong amount. So make sure to have that rabbi to remove yourself from doubt in general. Make sure not to estimate when doing things. Try to give the right amount. When it comes to tzedakah, when it comes to doing chesed and doing mitzvos, don't estimate. Try to make sure you give the exact amount of your time, you give the exact amount of your abilities, of your resources to help out those around you. And definitely having a rabbi will help you in that way in the long run, to be able to make sure that you're removing yourself from doubt. There are many people who ask everything to their rabbi, to their spiritual mentor, to their guide, to the role model who tried to guide them in the right way in all aspects of life. By doing so, we can make sure to ensure that we are on the proper path in many different ways. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of what the best thing a rabbi saw from growing up around the sages is, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.